This is Dakota Datebook for April 20th. In 1913, Secretary George Vaughn L. Meyer, then United States Secretary of the Navy, and North Dakota's Governor L.B. Hanna were in discussion concerning the ornamental figurehead that once adorned the bow of the USS North Dakota. By that time, the Navy had decided to forego figureheads on battleships, so the figurehead for the USS North Dakota was among the last of its kind. Meyer thought North Dakota might like to preserve and display the item, and he was right. Governor Hanna was eager to accept it, but it could only be sent as a gift through an act of Congress. However, it could be sent as a loan. In his correspondence with Secretary Meyer, Hanna wrote, "We would like very much to have it sent to us, and we'll understand, of course, that this is not an outright gift, but that it is loaned with the understanding that it be preserved and cared for." The exchange happened quickly. In fact, by April of that year, the figurehead had arrived in North Dakota, and on this date, plans were being made to place the statue outside of the entrance of the Capitol. The Bismarck Daily Tribune described the figurehead as a large metal affair, which will make quite an improvement to the grounds. The figurehead featured an American eagle with an olive branch in one talon and arrows gripped in the other. North Dakota agreed to pay the railway bill for shipping, and with the figurehead weighing 3,240 pounds, that amounted to $73. Although the state was not able to gain ownership of the figurehead, it was loaned indefinitely, which, the Tribune noted, practically means that it will be here for all time. However, that did not quite prove to be correct, as 2 years later, through a mistake in judgment, about one-third of the statue was sold off as junk for about 7 cents a pound. Tune in on April 30th for the rest of the story of the USS North Dakota figurehead. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Sarah Walker. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.